Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 7, Scene 2, Shakata Asura. When Krishna grew up a little more, he began to turn himself backside up. He did not merely lie down on his back. And then another function was observed by Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's first birthday. They arranged for Krishna's birthday ceremony, which is still observed by all followers of Vedic principles. Krishna's birthday ceremony is observed in India by all Hindus, irrespective of different sectarian views. All the cowherder men and women were invited to participate, and they arrived in jubilation. A nice band played, and the people assembled enjoyed it. All the learned brahmanas were invited, and they chanted Vedic hymns for the good fortune of Krishna. And during the chanting of the Vedic hymns and the playing of the bands, Krishna was bathed by Mother Yashoda. This bathing ceremony is technically called Abhishek, and even today this is observed in all the temples of Vrindavana as Janmashtami Day, or the birthday anniversary of Lord Sri Krishna. And on this occasion, Mother Yashoda arranged to distribute a large quantity of grains and first-class cows decorated with golden ornaments were made ready to be given in charity to the learned, respectable brahmanas. Yashoda took bath and dressed herself nicely, and taking child Krishna, duly dressed and bathed, upon her lap, sat down to hear the Vedic hymns chanted by the brahmanas. And while listening to the chanting of the Vedic hymns, the child Krishna appeared to be falling asleep. And therefore Mother Yashoda very silently laid Krishna down on the bed. Being engaged in receiving all the friends, relatives, and residents of Vrindavana on that holy occasion, Yashoda forgot to feed Krishna milk. Krishna was crying, being hungry, but Mother Yashoda could not hear Krishna cry because of the various noises. Child Krishna, however, became angry because he was hungry and his mother was not paying attention to him. So Krishna lifted his legs and began to kick his lotus feet, just like an ordinary child. Baby Krishna had been placed underneath a hand-driven cart, and while he was kicking his legs, Krishna accidentally touched the wheel of the cart and it collapsed. Various kinds of utensils and brass and metal dishes had been piled up in the hand cart, and they all fell down with a great noise. The wheel of the cart separated from its axle, and the spokes of the wheel were all broken and scattered hither and thither. Mother Yashoda and all the gopis, as well as Maharaj Nanda and the cowherder men, were astonished as to how the cart could have collapsed by itself. All the men and women who were assembled for the holy function crowded around and began to suggest how the cart might have collapsed. No one could ascertain the cause, but some small children who were entrusted to play with baby Krishna informed the crowd that it was due to Krishna striking his feet against the wheel. They assured the crowd that they had seen how it happened with their own eyes, and they strongly asserted the point. Some were listening to the statement of the small children, but others said, "How can you believe the statements of these children?" The cowherder men and women could not understand that the all-powerful personality of Godhead was lying there as a baby and could do anything. Both the possible and impossible were in Krishna's power. And while the discussion was going on, baby Krishna began to cry. Without remonstration, Mother Yashoda picked the child up on her lap and called the learned brahmanas to chant holy Vedic hymns to counteract the evil spirits. At the same time, Yashoda allowed baby Krishna to suck her breast. If a child sucks the mother's breast nicely, it is to be understood that the child is out of all danger. And after this, all the stronger cowherder men put the broken cart back in order, and all the scattered things were set up nicely as before. The brahmanas thereafter began to offer oblations to the sacrificial fire with yogurt, butter, kusha grass, and water. The Brahmins worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the good fortune of child Krishna. The Brahmanas who were present at that time were all qualified because they were not envious. They never indulged in untruthfulness. They were never proud. They were non-violent. And they never claimed any false prestige. They were all bona fide brahmanas, and there was no reason to think that their blessings would be useless. With firm faith in the qualified brahmanas, Nanda Maharaj took child Krishna on his lap and bathed him with water mixed with various herbs, while the brahmanas chanted hymns from the Rig, Yajus, and Samavedas. It is said that without being a qualified brahmana, one should not read the mantras of the Vedas. So here is the proof that the brahmanas were qualified with all the brahmanical symptoms. Maharaj Nanda also had full faith in the brahmanas. Therefore, they were allowed to perform the ritualistic ceremonies by chanting the Vedic mantras. There are many different varieties of sacrifices recommended for different purposes, but the mantras are all to be chanted by qualified brahmanas. And because in this age of Kali, such qualified brahmanas are not available, all Vedic ritualistic sacrifices are forbidden. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended only one kind of sacrifice in this age, Sankirtan Yajna, or simply chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As the brahmanas chanted the Vedic hymns and performed the ritualistic ceremonies for the second time, Nanda Maharaj again gave huge quantities of grains and many cows to the brahmanas. All the cows, which were given in charity, were covered with nice gold-embroidered garments, and their horns were bedecked with golden rings. Their hoofs were covered with silver plate, and they wore garlands of flowers. Nanda Maharaj gave so many cows just for the welfare of his wonderful child Krishna, and the brahmanas in return bestowed their heartfelt blessings. And the blessings offered by the able brahmanas were never to be baffled. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.